His glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Size Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at Bhagwan's lotus feet, this is Karuna signing in live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Good morning and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. We are coming to you live from the Radio Sai studios where the time right now is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. And it's a beautiful Thursday morning, August the 18th, 2016. Temperatures in the ashram, daytime highs 32 degrees, overnight lows 23 degrees Celsius. After the awe-inspiring Independence Day celebrations this past Monday, Puttaparthi is once again buzzing with celebrations because today happens to be the special festival of Rakhi or Raksha Bandhan. The festival is celebrated across the Indian subcontinent and by the Indian diaspora across the world, where sisters tie a band on the wrist of their brothers to signify the loving bond between the siblings. In return, brothers offer a gift symbolizing their commitment to their sister's well-being and safety. So, dear listeners, I would like to take a moment right now to wish all our dear brothers out there, the Radio Sai listeners, a very happy, holy and auspicious Raksha Bandhan from your host Karuna and from all the sisters who contribute to the success of Radio Sai. Meanwhile, I have already had an early morning and I have finished tying my rakhis to my amazing brothers who always come to my rescue whenever I need them, wherever I am, in a split second, no matter what. You see, my brothers are very special and they defy the limitations of time and space. They are my dearest Lord Ganesha and Lord Hanumanji and, of course, the irresistible charmer, Lord Krishna. This morning, I saw a large number of rakhis on the chubby wrist of our golden Ganesha in the ashram. He's the one who carries an umbrella, and so many sisters have tied their rakhis to him. He appears to be quite a popular brother the world around, I guess. I pray that he blesses all our dear brothers and sisters who are tuned to Radio Sai around the world with his choicest of grace and blessings. And now, dear brothers, as well as dear sisters, I have a question for all of you this morning. Please be ready to answer it with your full name, the city in which you reside, the country, and send it to me by email immediately. My email ID remains karuna@radiosai.org. That will be K as in kite, A, R as in Robert, U, N as in Nancy, A, KARUNA@radiosai, RADIOSAI .org. Now here comes the question for this week's show. Name the Sai institution that was recently certified by the NABH. Name the Sai institution that was recently certified by the NABH, and I'm not telling you what NABH stands for because you need to find that out for yourself. So please give me the full and correct name of the Sai Institution that recently received the NABH certification. I will be reading out the names of all the listeners with the correct answers that I receive within the next half hour. It's difficult for me to read out the answers that come much later, so please try to get back to me within the next 30 minutes or so. With that, I'm very happy to bring you a brand new episode of Tris with Divinity, your favorite program. This episode features a senior brother of the Sai family, Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. He is in conversation with my colleague and yet another brother of mine, Mr. Bishop Rushti. Please enjoy Tris with Divinity with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Tris with Divinity, our series of conversations with people who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan Baba. And today, in the studios, we have someone who has been so immensely touched by the love of Bhagwan that this silken divine touch has resulted in his heart pouring out with beautiful poems, bhajans, songs, dramas, skits, presentations on his glory, on his love, now for more than 30-40 years, Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao, the state coordinator of bhajans and cultural programs in the state of Andhra Pradesh. Bhagwan shaped him and has been using him as his beautiful instruments. He's written more than 60 short stories, all the stories based on the values that Bhagwan taught us. And he's taken so many beautiful instances from the life of Bhagwan and communicating that to Balvikas children. A very, very glorious history with the avatar. Almost 50 years with Bhagwan. He came to Swami way back in 1965. He had his first darshan, but he has known Bhagwan from 1957 onwards. And he has been someone who has done everything. So he understands the organization. And today, even though he stands as a tall leader, you will see how he longs to connect with every foot soldier in the organization. And that is the reason why he travels widely to different towns and cities of the state. Not only the state, it goes all over India, but his focus has been Andhra Pradesh. He has started so many programs. There's a program called Sure Success, which he has taken to 40 colleges, 20 engineering colleges and 20 postgraduate degree colleges, where he would go and make this presentation and tell the youth what they are missing in life, tell them what is the purpose of life, tell them what is time management, and tell them how they can have a life which will give them happiness. Tell them how they can be an ideal citizen for the country, how they can be someone their parents would be proud of, how they can be someone who does not know what is sorrow in life. He has also made presentations for all the college teachers and school teachers. This is called Ideal Teacher. Similarly, he's made presentations for retired people, because when he noticed that there are so many retired people who are not utilizing their time fruitfully, who are spending a lot of their time in reading newspaper or watching television, and that is what caused him that pain. He said, why can't I do something so that the remaining part of their life they can lead a very, very fruitful existence? And that's how we created this presentation, Happy Retired Life, which is presented again in 3 districts of Andhra Pradesh. He has made special presentations for office bearers of the organization so that they know what Swami expects, what is the role that Swami wants every member who has a tag and a responsibility in the organization to inculcate, imbibe and implement in their lives. He has made presentations for Balvikas gurus, for Balvikas students and for general students. He has gone to more than 50 schools to share Bhagwan's message, and these are very, very powerful presentations. All have Swami's teachings as the underlying basis, but he has put it in the current context. He's trying to tell it in the language that they speak. When he goes to bankers, he will try to speak the language that the bankers would understand. When he goes to colleges, he will like to speak the language that a youth can relate to. And that is how, from Balvika's child to a retired person, the whole spectrum of society has been his goal. And he's also professionally a very, very distinguished civil engineer. He retired as the divisional engineer in Indian Railways after serving in the Indian Railways for 40 years. During June 1993 and March 1994, one of his commendable achievements has been building 99 bridges in 9 months in the state of Maharashtra, and for this he won 2 General Manager Awards. Similarly, he is the one who planned and executed the construction of the Vijayanagaram and Visakhapatnam railway stations. This is during 1997-1998. He also built an extension of electrical loco shed. The electrical loco shed is a place where the electrical engines of the railways undergo repairs. And he came up with a structure which was so innovative and so maintenance free that the railways, Indian Railways, gave him this award, the General Manager's Award, for his humongous contribution. So even though he is professionally extremely distinguished and talented as an engineer, but the way Bhagwan built his life, and then how he used this love of Bhagwan to build the lives of so many children, so many devotees, and that saga goes on. Even today, he continues to write plays, he continues to write short stories, he continues to stage dramas. In fact, he's here now in Prashantinilayam. This is the month of December. Today is December 14th, 2015. And just yesterday, you had a beautiful presentation by the devotees from Srikakulam. 1500 devotees from this district. And again, Mr. Prakash Rao, even though he's more than 75 now, he has the same energy, the same vigor, the same enthusiasm with which he was serving Bhagwan when Bhagwan was in the physical form. And that is something which is highly inspiring about his personality. And you would never ever feel that he's actually completed 75 years. But he seems someone who has the energy of someone who is just 35-40. And that is because of that fire that is always burning in him. That fire to do something for Bhagwan, because Bhagwan means so much that he always feels whatever I do, I will not be able to even match 0.00001% of what Bhagwan means to me. I'm really grateful to Swami that we have him with us in the studios. In fact, this conversation we should have done many, many years ago, but Swami has willed that at least today, better late than never, we have him with us in the studios. And let us capture what makes Mr. Prakash Rao what he is today. What drives him? How the spark of love for God ignited in his heart. Thank you very much, sir, for coming to the studios, and Sai Ram, warm welcome to Tryst with Divinity.
Sai Ram.
I am really speechless because I really do not know what I should ask you to speak about, because I know there is so much that you have been involved with in the organization at various levels, and whatever I said about you is highly deficient. I know that because there is so much more, and to me the most beautiful part of you is that sweet relationship with Bhagwan. Because every time you came to Prashantinilayam, every time you staged a play, that interaction that Bhagwan used to have with you, I think there are very few people with whom Swami connected like that. So maybe, can you begin with one very beautiful moment that you have had with Bhagwan, you know, which you cherish, which really inspires you, which always thrills you whenever you think about it?
Yes, definitely. In 2004, on September 12th, we gave a concert of my compositions in the Divine Presence. The very next day, Bhagwan has asked us to sing some of my compositions in the morning also, next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then we sang, and Bhagwan was immersed in hearing the songs. He completely forgot himself. Then I thought, It's a great blessing that Bhagavan, with so much of interest, he's listening to the songs. And when the concert was over, everybody went away for food. But I did not go. See, one thing what I understood from my parents is that you should have positive thinking with Bhagavan. See, I thought when Bhagavan is pleased so much, definitely he will bless us. That was my feeling. I never went for food. I sat on the road.
So he heard everything?
Yes.
And he just left?
Just left. But I was hoping that Bhagavan will definitely bless us. And I was sitting on the road near the Purnachandra auditorium. I did not go for food. Everybody went away.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly at 1 in the afternoon, Secretary Mr. Chakravarti Garu, he came, he just called me, and Prakash Rao, Bhagavan wants to give interview to all your group, ask them to assemble at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Says, yes, I said, what I did was right, waiting for Bhagavan. See, one thing, sir, you read the history and the stories of so many devotees. They waited for years and years for God's grace. Why can't I wait for few hours? So I thought like that. And Bhagavan, at exactly 2:20, Bhagavan sent a word. Ask that Pallaki Patala Prakash Rao to sit in the front.
Mm-hmm.
That means I wrote some Pallaki songs.
The songs which Doli you sing
songs, Doli songs, yes.
When you take the Lord in a procession.
Yes. Okay. So Swami endearingly used to call me Pallaki Patal Prakash Rao.
Oh, Pallaki Patal.
Yes.
The Prakash Rao who writes these songs.
Pallaki songs.
Pallaki songs.
Yes.
Wow.
So he asked me to sit in the front. Then I waited. Bhagavan exactly came at 2:30 p.m. and he called me. When I went and offered the book of lyrics which were written by me to Bhagavan, that previous day also I gave one book to him, but I took a bunch of books. Then the first question Bhagavan asked me was, who wrote these songs?
Mm-hmm.
Then I answered Bhagavan, Bhagavan, it is your grace. You have written, I am only an instrument in your hands. I am nobody. Then Bhagavan told, you write all your lyrics with that feeling in your heart. That is why they are good.
Wow.
That moment.
You gave that certification.
Yes.
You write with that feeling of
in
being
your
an
heart.
Instrument.
That is why they are so good. And I shed tears. Then just Bhagavan wiped out my tears. Why
oh.
do you cry? You are in front of Bhagavan. I am with you. Wherever you will be, whatever you do, I will be with you.
Oh my God.
That is what Bhagavan has told me.
He gave you that assurance.
Yes. And I can never forget that moment in my life.
Wherever
so
you
think,
are, I will be with you.
I think whatever I have written is only His grace, because He was always there with me. There were so many experiences, I will narrate to you later on, so many experiences while I was writing the plays and directing the plays. So many incidents proved that the statement of Bhagavan is 100% correct. So that was the very moment. And one more thing I asked Bhagavan at that time was, my father was about 98 years old at that time. He was forgetting everything.
2004.
Yes, 2004. Then I asked Bhagavan, my father has become old. He is 98 years old, but he is quite healthy. But he is forgetting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bhagavan corrected me. No, he did not forget everything. He did not forget me. He is always chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Have you not noticed it?
Oh,
then said, sorry Bhagavan, yes, my father always says Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, always chanting Sai Ram, and I will be with him. Tell him I have not forgotten them.
Oh my God.
And that evening, Bhagavan has given lot of presentations to us, but the best presentation which I received from Bhagavan was probably your brother took Bhagavan from Bhagavan one a bag and handed it over to me, and told, "This is the prasad given by Bhagavan to your parents. Give them. Tell them that Bhagavan has not forgotten them."
Oh, wow.
And Prushtiji, I shed tears when I received, because my father forgot everything what I thought. So when I went back home, I gave this silk dhoti given by Bhagavan to my father, and he immediately bowed down to that dhoti and said, "Bhagavan is the only person who will never forget you in your life." And see, I thought he forgot everything, but the moment I gave the dhoti, he said, "Yes, Bhagavan is the person who will remember you always. Bhagavan is God, never leave his feet." That is my father's advice to me on that date. So that is the greatest moment I cherish in my life. Throughout my life, I will never forget that moment. One more incident was, I gave my songs to so many people, because I am an engineer, I am not a poet. So I asked many of my friends to write songs on Bhagavan, but nobody wrote. Then I thought, when I am at the feet of the Lord, why I should not try? So let me try. Because I write some short stories, I've got some language. Let me use my musical talent and then write songs. Then I started writing lyrics. The very first lyric was the Pallaki song. Then in 2000, in the year of 2000, on 26th July, I came to Prashantinilayam. When I asked Bhagavan to grant Padanamaskaram, he asked everybody to sit in a queue. Then we sat. I put that Pallaki song in a cover, and I closed it. And I was holding in my hand to give it to Bhagavan. Bhagavan came. Even before I handed over the cover, he created Vibhuti and put in my hands. And this is Pallaki song, is it not? I know very well. Throughout Andhra Pradesh, in village, they are singing these songs. I told the old students all to practice this song.
Oh my God.
See, even before he took the cover, I was surprised at the omnipresence and omnipotence of Bhagavan. These are the greatest moments of my life. Another very important incident was when some people, normally in organizations, normally some people discourage you. No, everybody does not appreciate you, no? So I was feeling, why such a good work, why it is not being appreciated? Is it like any common man, I thought. So when I was giving the script to Bhagavan, he took one of the scripts and he asked me to come back. I sat beside Bhagavan's chair, and Bhagavan told, "In my ears, take every blame as my blessing."
Oh,
I was surprised. See, Swami has whatever is ringing in my heart. He told, "Take every blame as my blessing."
Wow.
From that day, I tell you, I never thought of anything, whatever people thought. Yes, I am writing these things only as an offering to Bhagavan, and I should not feel whatever others say.
With that one statement, he has shielded you from any negative forces.
See,
because negative forces can make them destabilize you, depress you, they can totally demoralize
you. So all my depression has been wiped out with just one sentence. Another very important moment in 2005 when I wrote Jagruti, one play.
Yes.
That was a very good play.
I remember.
So, I trained for 3 months, day and night, to write the lyrics, compose them, and write the drama, and record it, and rehearsals with Dina Janardhana children of 9 districts.
These are orphan children.
Yes, orphan children.
Of 9 districts.
Day and night, we strained to make the play a successful play. It was to be presented before Bhagavan. I was, tempted to go to Bhagavan. So I asked our leaders, kindly permit me to go to Bhagavan to give the script. Then said, you cannot go because this is all children's affair. So children will go and present. You can't present it. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Because you really worked very hard.
So I was disappointed. But later on, that is only for a moment. After that, sir, I thought Bhagavan has given me an opportunity to present my play before Bhagavan in the divine presence. What more you want?
Yes.
So I thought, yes, he has already blessed us. Why should you? You can't be over ambitious. I thought. All right. Then I was waiting. The play was over. Swami has gone.
So the children went and presented.
Everything was over. The drama was over. So Swami went into the interview room. So immediately after 5 minutes, he came out. Mm-hmm. But he stood at the doorstep of the interview room, mm-hmm. and he asked someone, "You call the poet who has written the drama."
Oh,
and one of the lecturers came and told our state person told me, and then I went running to Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Bhagavan is very, very happy with your play. The play is very good. It should be staged every street corner." And such a good play you written, Bhagavan is damn pleased. Then, again I wrote the same thing. "Swami, it is not me. It is you have written the play. I am an instrument." Then somebody, yes, I know. Take Pada Namaskaram. So I took Pada Namaskaram. And Bhagavan told, "You come and just sit by the side of my chair." Mm-hmm. Then I went and sat by the side of Swami's chair. And again Swami started telling, no, it is a very good play, you have written a very good play. Then I became very emotional. Mm-hmm. "Swami, it is not me, it is you only written." I became very emotional. Mm-hmm. And I told Bhagavan, "Swami told, yes, I know." And he immediately created an emerald ring and he gave it to me. Then he gave 10,000 rupees, "You get this book printed." Mm-hmm. And I got the
book on the play.
The same drama, he wanted me to print it and distribute to each and every district. This drama should be staged in each and every street corner. So we have distributed to throughout Andhra Pradesh. And almost in every district, in every village, every town, it was a video was exhibited.
Oh, wow.
That was another excellent moment. Another very important moment I'll tell you. I wrote a play, Tvameva Sharanam Sai. I wrote in the year 1974. Mm-hmm. And I did not get an opportunity to present it before Bhagavan. I was very much disappointed. Such a good play, I was unable to present before Bhagavan. So what should I do? I thought, prayer is the only answer. You pray, Bhagavan. I remember somewhere I read, one devotee asked Bhagavan, "Bhagavan, how to win your grace? And how to pour my heart to you? How can I express my difficulties to you? How can I ask for your help? You are in Puttaparthi." Then Bhagavan told, "Have you got a photo in your house?" "Yes, Swami, I have your photo in my house." "Never think that it is a photo. It is me in your house. You think that I am there watching you. You express all your difficulties to me. I will hear. I will come to your help." So I remembered that. So every Thursday, I used to open the drama and sitting before Bhagavan's photo, I used to read the drama to him. Every Thursday. You know, I did like that for 25 years.
Oh my God.
I never lose hope. See, I take the lesson from the lives of the great saints and devotees. They said they for years they prayed. Is it not? Only for winning the divine grace. Why not me? I should also wait.
So 25 years you read out the script of the
every
place
every Thursday.
In front of Bhagwan's photo.
Photo. I used to do it. Then, in 2000, suddenly a call has come to me that for 75th birthday of Bhagwan, a play was to be staged by the students of Satya Sai Vidyavihara Vishakhapatnam. Then I was called to give the play. So the play was approved and we recorded and we presented it. It was the first play to be staged on the 75th birthday. First play. Then we have been given an opportunity to perform the rehearsals in the Purnachandra Auditorium. In the afternoon, we were making the rehearsal. Performing the rehearsal at the on the stage of Purnachandra Auditorium. Then I was directing the children. They were acting. Suddenly they came to stand still. They just stood. They were not acting. So I was annoyed. Why are you not acting? Just simply, why are you simply standing? Something might have attracted their attention. I thought then, suddenly I looked back and Bhagavan was almost standing by my side, touching me. Okay. I was damn surprised and I prostrated to Bhagavan. Bhagavan said, what is the name of the play? Then I asked, I told Bhagavan, it is Tvameva Sharanam Sayam. I am your Sharanam. Swami asked, yes Swami, other than who are our Sharanam? Then the thing which has been, the golden words from Swami's mouth, it has touched my heart. You are depressed because it was not staged. This drama was not staged. I have reserved it for my 75th birthday.
He told that?
That is Bhagavan's version.
Swami said that?
Yes, Swami said that. So, and after the play, he came inside, said, excellent, excellent, excellent. He told thrice, everybody should come tomorrow morning. I will bless all of you. And you know, next day he gave 80 silk saris. Kanjivaram silk saris to all the teachers and for me and all the safari suits to us. Everything Swami has given. So what a beautiful moment we had.
Oh my God.
And Swami narrated the story of that drama in four or five of his discourses.
Oh.
And I heard that even the video was witnessed by Bhagwan a number of times. Viewed by Bhagwan a number of times. So these are some of the
moments. We can make a drama on how your dramas got staged.
So
my God.
These are very great moments in my life.
Absolutely.
At that time I decided that whatever I do in my life, whatever activity, every work should be dedicated to Bhagwan. Every work must be centered around his preachings, his glory, and his teachings only. Nothing else. I said, till my last breath, I will only portray whatever his teachings and his life are in my stories, or in my dramas, or in my lyrics. I want to be a messenger of love of Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai, nothing else in my life.
Fantastic. In fact, even before we started this conversation, you told me how a very eminent producer from the film industry wanted you to write for films.
I told him very clearly, one of the music directors have asked me, why can't you write songs for the films? I said, I am an engineer. Whatever proficiency I have in my playwriting or in the lyrics, it is a gift of Bhagavan. I want to utilize that gift only as an offering to Bhagavan and nothing else in my life. Whatever I write, everything will be about only Satya Sai, nothing else.
Wow.
Because such a great avatar who has touched each and every aspect of human life and each and every category of people in the society to make a most lovable society and a most prosperous society he has given. Our life is not enough to preach or spread the message of Bhagavan's teachings alone. And how can we do other things? One life is not enough. Is it not?
Any number of lives are not enough because there is so much about him.
Is it not?
Where is the time to do something else other than
that? Yes, correct. We don't have time. I said, somebody was, why can't you go to films? No, there is no time. In the 24 hours is not enough of a day for thinking about Bhagavan and reading about Bhagavan and spreading the message of Bhagavan. Somebody told me when I was presenting for students and all in the college, no, that is a college, they may not like your presentation if it starts with Bhagavan's teachings and all, they may not be devotees of anything. I said, if somebody does not want to listen about Bhagavan, I am least bothered, I will not go to the college at all. But surprisingly, wherever I went, all the 40 colleges and 3 universities I have gone, wherever I went, the first slide was pronounced at the Divine Lotus Feet of Bhagavan Baba. I said Jai Sai Ram and all the students echoed Jai Sai Ram.
Oh my God.
See, we underestimate people. They understand much better than us about Bhagavan because they know very well.
Yes.
When I told, it is this presentation I am doing is an offering to Bhagavan. Why? Because he is the only avatar in the world who has strived day and night for the prosperity of the youth of the country, for making them Vivekanandas. Bhagavan once told, I have not established these colleges to give degrees. I wanted to make every student a Vivekananda. So, when he is doing so much for the youth, why not we echo the same message? Is it not, sir?
Absolutely.
That is. I said, wherever I go, just Jai Sai Ram, wherever I go. In common parlance, I say, when I used to work in the office as a divisional engineer, whenever I used to talk to other officers, other people, or even my chief engineers, I used to say, Sai Ram, sir. Then some of my friends told me, Are, why are you saying Sai Ram?
In the office.
That the other gentleman may not like it. Why are you saying Sai Ram? You can say, hello, sir. No, sir, I will always say Sai Ram. And finally, one day, I was not in my chamber. My friend was sitting in the chamber. My chief engineer phoned up. When my friend lifted the phone, my chief engineer, Sai Ram Prakash Rao, he said Sai Ram. Then if he says Sai Ram, what is the objection you have got?
Wow.
So, this is how we have to spread the message of Bhagavan. See, first of all, we must have 100% faith in Bhagavan is the Lord of the universe. Because faith is to believe what you do not see and the reward of faith is to see what you believe.
Yes.
Is it not, sir? So, Swamiji, faith should be your breath, what is Bhagavan said. 99% faith is not faith, 100% faith is only faith. So, you must have that kind of faith to win the grace of Bhagavan. Then you need not ask for it. The grace automatically comes. Somebody asked Bhagavan, how much time it will take for getting your grace after my prayer? Then Swami said, when you open the door of a window, how much time it takes for the sunshine to come inside?
Oh my God.
Sun's rays to come inside. So, no, sir, Swami, immediately when I open the doors of my window, immediately the sun rays come in. Yes, right. Similarly, my grace comes so fast if your prayer is sincere. based on yearning, strong yearning and unflinching faith.
Amazing.
It is so quick.
Amazing.
Because so many incidents are there. In my life, I have enjoyed such experiences with Bhagwan that if His grace is not bestowed upon you, it is your fault, it is not Bhagwan's fault.
His grace is always there.
Yes. We have to receive it.
We have to receive it.
You have to tune your radio to get the broadcast, is it not?
Absolutely.
So you have let us tune ourselves to
Bhagwan. How did Swami tune you, sir? Tell us the story of your life. How and when did this faith begin to blossom in your life?
I'll tell you, in the year 1957, I was a young boy, completed my 11th standard. Then my father was working in Bengal at that time.
West Bengal?
Yeah, West Bengal. So I came. Then I went to Jamshedpur to see my cousin brother. Mm-hmm. My cousin brother, he was blessed with two sons, and both the sons died within 10 days of their birth.
Oh.
So, his wife was very sad, and she was under enormous fear. She was undergoing enormous fear when she was pregnant for the third time.
Oh.
He was unable to control her. No doctors could help them. Then finally, somebody told, why can't you go to a person called Mr. K. Ramarao Garu in Jamshedpur? I have seen Vibhuti, Kumkum and Haldi coming from the photos. Why can't you go to him? So my brother went there. And that gentleman, very fine gentleman, ordinary devotee of Bhagwan, he gave Vibhuti. He every day used to come and put Vibhuti, apply Vibhuti on her forehead and give her Vibhuti, and used to go morning and evening. And finally she was blessed with a son. He was quite all right, healthy. And after that she had two more sons and everybody was all right.
Oh,
it is Bhagwan's grace. So I wanted to know what this coming of Vibhuti and all, it was something miracle. Let me witness. So myself, my father, everybody, we went there.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it. It was literally the Vibhuti was coming out of the photos. Then, Mr. Ramarao's father was a general manager in TISCO, Tata Iron and Steel Company. My father asked him one question. Sir, who is the figure in that photo? What is his name? Is he a sadhu or a sannyasi or what is he? Then that gentleman gave me a wonderful answer. He never told that it's the photo of such a Sai Baba. He told a very beautiful sentence which I still remember. He said, here is the person whom the entire world will worship one day.
Oh,
that is what he told.
Oh my God.
I was very much surprised. Then,
that 1957.
In 1957, here is the person whom the entire world will worship one day. That was the information he has given to us. When I went into his room, there is nothing, only Swami's photo and just a white bed sheet, and he was sitting and meditating. Nice gentleman. Then that was the moment when a thought has occurred in my brain that I should see this great man. One day I must see this great man. So I was a student at them. I completed my diploma and so I was immediately employed. In my 20th year I was employed in the Indian Railways. But I was getting only one pass. Only for 3 years, one pass for a year. So I used to, I was also appointed in West Bengal. So I used to use that pass to come to my native place, Vishakhapatnam. Then in 1965, I started getting three passes. Yes, one of the phases I must use to go to Puttaparthi and see Bhagavan. So for Dasara in 1965, I came for the first time to Prashantralayam.
So the thought was always there from 1957.
Yes, 57. I must see him. So in 1965, I came to Prashantralayam for the first time. I thought just for a day I will stay and see Bhagavan and go away. So I came here. I saw Bhagavan. So, but the first time when I saw Bhagavan, the sight was very, I was very much impressed. So I must see again and again. So I never went for food. I was waiting for Bhagavan to
something,
come down. Somebody told, no, Bhagavan will not give darshan up to you again up to evening. It was announced. It was announced that Bhagavan will not give darshan up to evening. You can go for food. But I thought, why? No. Let me see again and then go for food.
There's something about Bhagavan. You wanted to see him again. You wanted to see him again.
So I stood there like that. Somebody told, why are you waiting? You go for food. Otherwise the food will not be available. No, I said, no, I will see Bhagavan and go. Then somebody told, are you mad? It was announced already that Swami will not come. No. But still, I did not pay heed to their advice. I stood there. There was a tree there. I was sitting under the tree. I was waiting.
But what really actually happened?
If he is God, everybody says he is God. If he is God, when I am praying to see him, why he cannot come? He may come. He may answer my prayer. I was telling you, you must have always positive thinking about God. You go with a hope, always to God. So I was sitting like that. You will be damn surprised. After 15 minutes, Bhagavan got down the steps and straight away from where I was sitting, in front of me, walked and straight away went to Purnachandra auditorium.
Oh.
And while just when he was going, just he saw at me, just waved his hand and went away.
He blessed you.
Again, after 10 minutes, he came back and went up. I asked the person who told me that Bhagavan will not come. See, Bhagavan has come. It is rare. It is your luck that Bhagavan has come. Mm. So, I was very much interested. But I stayed only for one day and I went away to Bangalore.
But that confirmed in you that here is someone who listens to your prayer.
Yes.
And he answers your
prayer. Yes. I said, yes. At that moment, I thought, yes. He is God, none else. Yes, because he answered my prayer. One who answers your prayer is definitely the incarnation. Then I went for just one day to Bangalore and came back. And I left my luggage under the tree. And after I returned, my luggage was there where I had put. And I was sitting, somebody asked, I asked somebody, sir, I am going to go, I want to leave today. No, sir, that gentleman told me, no, you have to take permission of Bhagavan to go away from Prashantralayam.
Oh.
I said, how is it possible? How can I ask? No, when he is coming in, then giving the darshan, you ask him, Swami, I am going. Sir, then let me try. Then I was sitting in the row. Bhagavan was coming. Swami, I said, Swami, I am leaving. Swami said, Undu Bangaru. Then I asked the devotee, he says, Undu Bangaru means what is that? Then he said, no, Undu Bangaru means you have to stay. This, you will be surprised that Undu Bangaru continued for 1 month.
Oh my God.
I never wrote a letter to my office.
You just stayed on.
I stayed. I no letter to the office. And I heard that...
Undu means wait.
Wait. See, Undu means wait. So I am waiting. Let me see. Then what happened? My office people wrote a letter to my father that your son has gone to some ashram. He stayed there. Then my father told, I could not do that. At least my son has done that.
Oh, wow.
Then, achha, all right. Then I stayed 1 month over. What happens?
Every day Swami says,
yes,
stay on.
So then, I was very much impressed with the bhajans of Raja Reddy Garu and Vijay Garu. Those excellent people. Bhajan. Because I am a musician myself, I used to love the bhajans. I used to learn the bhajans and sing, go to Chitravati and sing the bhajans every what to do. So I used to go to Chitravati and used to sing the bhajans. Then finally, one day I went to Raja Reddy Garu. Sir, Raja Reddy Garu, I picked up some of the songs, you guys tell me whether I am right or not. Then Raja Reddy Garu told, no, I don't teach anybody. Sir, if you are not going to teach me, I am going to sing these wrong tunes there, if I go to my place. Kindly help me. Then one day, he said, Sikari Kupakari, that song, he has corrected me. And he was all the way, all the time, he was just bending down his head, he never looked at me.
Oh my God.
He sang that entire song, he corrected me, and he said, Thammudu, you sing like this. Sairam sir. But fortunately, Mohan Rao Garu, who was one of the singers, was a railway employee.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I made friends with him. Then I used to sit with him and correct my bhajans. He used to teach me, Mohan Rao Garu. Mm. And some of my compositions, Pai Gajan and Dinanavana, all those things, I taught to Mohan Rao Garu. He only sang in Prashantanadiyam.
Oh, beautiful.
So, like that. So, I stayed like that after 1 month, one day, Swami, 1 month over, I have to go and join my duties. Then Swami smilingly said, you can go.
Beautiful.
So then on that day, I went back to Bilaspur. Then after that, where to?
Bilaspur.
I was there in Madhya Pradesh at that time. Then I thought, where I should participate in bhajans? That is another question to me. So I used to go to a hotel. I was a bachelor. I used to go to a hotel to take food. When one day when I was going in the evening, I heard some bhajans. Then suddenly I entered the room, entered that house. So beautiful photo of Bhagwan and one Krishnamurti Gari was an LIC development officer. So their bhajan was going on. So I sat there, I sang one bhajan.
Oh.
Then they were surprised. Somebody is singing bhajans correctly. Yeah, immediately he asked me, you please attend daily bhajans. And I used to attend. One Mr. Ramaravgar was there. He told me, you attend the bhajans. And fortunately, that Ramarao Garu, who has encouraged me to attend the bhajans, is in Prashantaraniyam now.
Oh.
He is father of our tabla lecturer in our music college. His son is a music lecturer, Sairam Prasad, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is still there. Yesterday he was telling me, I was very much impressed with the drama. So, like that, I spent that time. I tried earlier for a transfer to Vishakhapatnam. My efforts were futile. I could not get a transfer to Vishakhapatnam. When I went from Prashantaraniyam, one day somebody came, one Mr. Kamal Banerjee from Calcutta, he came. Sir, you are Mr. Prakash Rao? Yes. You wanted a transfer to Vishakhapatnam? Yes. So I was transferred to Vishakhapatnam. I said, I will not go to Vishakhapatnam. You post me somewhere where some Hindi speaking areas. So that they have posted me to Bilaspur. In my place you have to go to Vishakhapatnam. That is how my transfer materialized by the divine grace of Bhagavan. Without my effort, see, had I come to Vishakhapatnam on my own request, I would have become junior. Because on administrative interest I was transferred, I became senior.
Oh, beautiful.
That is how Swami has brought me to Vishakhapatnam, 1968. So 1968 onwards, first I was a bhajan singer, then I was a Balvikas guru, then a Sevadal member, then a Sevadal coordinator. Like that, I started my Janma journey towards Bhagwan.
Beautiful. And after that one experience where you prayed to him intensely and he answered. I think after that, your faith was so strong that you never ever questioned Bhagwan after that.
No, because I was very much convinced that Bhagwan is none other than Ramachandra of Treta Yuga and Lord Krishna of Dwapara Yuga. Why? Because it is not, the credit does not go to me, it goes to my parents. Right from my childhood, they used to teach about spirituality, because my father was a disciple of Swami Sivananda Saraswati.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to take to saints. Every summer he used to take us to either Rishikesh or Haridwar or to Banaras or somewhere he used to take. So we were already tuned to spiritual life. That is, the credit goes to my parents. So I was convinced, because I was reading Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata, I was very much interested, because the greatest poet, Potana, I was interested in literature. So I used to read Potana's Srimad Bhagavatam. Wonderful poetry. And if any Telugu man or Andhra person, knowing Telugu, does not read that Srimad Bhagavatam of Potana, I think he lost a lot of spirituality in his life.
Oh, wow.
Such a great book. So, yes, God, avatar comes. Yes, here is an avatar. I studied the volumes of the first time when I came, Satyam Sumundram, I purchased Satyam Sumundram. I read twice, thrice, a number of times. Then I was very much convinced, I was not having the least of doubt that Bhagavan is not an avatar. So many people used to say in ours, why are you believing a human being as a God? I told Rama was a human being, Krishna was a human being, Buddha was a human being, Jesus was a human being, and Shirdi Sai Baba was a human being. God comes to only redeem the humanity. That is why he comes as an avatar. So I was very much convinced that Bhagavan is God. So I was least worried about the comments of others. Right from the moment I stepped in Vishakhapatnam, I used to teach bhajans to a lot of my colleagues. And I wanted to strengthen the movement of bhajans. I was very much interested in bhajans. So, a number of singers now who come to Prashantrilim also, they sing beautifully. I never allowed them to sing the bhajans without being perfect in singing the bhajans. 100% perfectness is required in a bhajan, that's all. I told many people, you may sing Chagaraja Kirtanas, Annamaya Annamacharya's Kirtanas, but the most difficult thing in the world is to sing a Sai bhajan with bhava. That is more difficult. The enormous, the amount of happiness and the amount of mental peace I get when I hear the bhajans in Prashant Nilayam, I don't get anywhere. I said, even when Balasubramanyam sang my compositions, I was not very much happy. But when my composition, Rama Sri Ramachandra, was sung by students in Prashant Nilayam, I was the happiest person, because they sing with bhava. As if Rama appeared before them, the way they sing, that's more important.
There are so many bhajans that Bhagavan has composed through you, which are now sung in Prashant Nilayam. And you have also done bhajan workshops.
Yes.
All over Andhra Pradesh.
I conducted in all the 23 districts. But now you are seeing from Visakhapatnam district, singers have come. Our ashram authorities have also told their bhajan is very good. Yesterday, when from Srikakulam district also, about 20 singers came. I told them, you must be perfect. Then they also sing, they also could impress the devotees in Prashant Nilayam.
Beautiful, sir. It's a beautiful musical devotional journey with Bhagwan, and I know we have just begun.
Yeah.
And I just hope that we will continue this discussion when you are in Prashant Nilayam next, because I know so many of your dramas will have so much of drama.
yes, definitely.
About how they got staged. Yes. And so many of your short stories, there are stories behind how those short stories got written.
Yes.
And how they have been now, they have touched so many people.
Mm-hmm.
How this program of Sure Success, which has started, how it has touched so many youngsters.
Yes.
I think we really need to capture these instances, because this will help so many of us who are so keen to be instruments in Bhagwan's hands, to take inspiration from what you have done. So please, when you are in Prashantanayam next, please do come to studio.
Definitely I will come, because I wanted to share my experiences with Bhagwan, so that there are lakhs and lakhs of devotees throughout the world, and they may have also wonderful experiences. If anybody gets inspired by knowing my experience, by listening to my experiences, I'll be very happy, because I want people to get the benefit of their 100% faith in Bhagwan. Because if you want to be successful in life, if you want to be happy in your life, a rosy path Bhagwan will give you if you have 100% faith. Swami said very beautifully, Adavilonanunna akashamanunna pattanamanunna pallenunna guttamedanunna natetanunnanu madini sai ninnu maruvadepudu. He will not forget wherever you are, once you have 100% faith in you, faith in him.
Whether you are in the jungle or whether in the sky,
yes,
or whether in the depth of ocean,
yes,
he will never forget you. Amazing. Thank you so much, sir.
Sairam,
and welcome back to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the seat of supreme truth, absolute auspiciousness and ultimate beauty. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 41 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and the current temperature in the Divine Valley is 29 degrees Celsius. It's a bright sunny day today. You just heard a Tris with Divinity conversation with Mr. M.S. Prakash Rao. We would love to hear your feedback on this interview conducted by my colleague, Brother Bishu Prushti. Please email us your thoughts, suggestions and comments by reaching us at listener@radiosai.org. And now, dear sisters and brothers, it is my pleasure to announce the names of all those listeners who got the answer right to this morning's question, namely, which Satisai institution recently received the NABH certification? By the way, NABH stands for National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers. I'll repeat that, National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers. Well, the correct answer is the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, Puttaparthi, India. My heart swells with pride and gratitude when I read this out to you. It's a press release, and I quote, with the immense grace of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, Bhagwan Super Specialty Hospital, has been conferred accreditation by the National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers, NABH, for quality patient care. With this, Swami's hospital has joined an elite group of healthcare institutions across India which are accredited with NABH. Further, please note, the hospital is the only totally free hospital to receive this recognition. NABH is a constituent board of Quality Council of India, set up to establish and operate accreditation program for healthcare organizations in India. Moreover, NABH is an institutional member of ISQUA, the International Society for Quality in Healthcare, which emphasizes the fact that the hospital has received an international stamp of quality for its unmatched patient care. The accreditation further highlights that the totally free healthcare provided by Bhagwan Baba's hospital is of the highest quality. Constant support by the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust was instrumental in the hospital achieving this goal. The process of accreditation was a two-step process, which involved pre-assessment and final assessment. The assessment team assigned by NABH went through each process of the hospital minutely and verified the patient care being provided in the hospital against 636 stringent standards prescribed by NABH. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanthi Nilayam, came through with flying colors on all the standards. All treatment provided by the medical institutions run by Sri Satya Sai Central Trust is completely free of cost to all patients. Unquote. Dear brothers and sisters, what better way to celebrate Raksha Bandhan than by celebrating the glory of our eternal Bhai, our divine brother who is also our mother and our father and our friend and our God, our Sai Bhaiya Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. On that very happy note, here are the names of the Morning Glory listeners who got the answer right. The first to respond almost every week, Sai University alumnus, Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, Telangana, India. Excuse me. Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore. Dr. Jitendra Mulki from Dahanu Road, Maharashtra, India. Sister Geeta Sundar from Madurai, Tamil Nadu, India. Sister Sai Sudha Sasi Kumar from Mumbai, Maharashtra, India. Sister Shankari Subhash from Dubai. Brother Subhash Lakshmi Narayanan from Dubai. Brother Ajay Rajan from Chennai, Tamil Nadu. Brother Vinod from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, who I believe is now settled in Puttaparthi with his family. Brother Sai Chiluru from Belford in France. Sister Suhana Patel from Joburg in South Africa. Sister Meenakshi Velmurugan from the National Capital, New Delhi. Sister Mrudula Murthy from Bangalore, Karnataka. Sister Kavita Devraj, who is an alumna of the Satya Sai Primary School from Mysore, Karnataka. And Sister Rekha Loknath from Mysore, Karnataka, India. And dear sisters and brothers, many of you have sent very loving Raksha Bandhan greetings for the entire team Radio Sai. I will spread the word on our Google group, and on behalf of all my colleagues and everybody involved in Radio Sai, I thank you very much. And with a great deal of love, we reciprocate your wishes. I also want to mention the name of Brother Yoga Kumaran Nadaraja from Toronto, Ontario, who is listening to Radio Sai right in the middle of the night, who said he did not know the answer, but he just wanted to connect with us to share Rakhi greetings. Thank you, brother. And yes, Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning does not fall under NABH, because that was an answer some people attempted. It is about the healthcare industry. So congratulations go out to all the listeners who got the answer right. And we pray that our Lord Sai blesses you profusely with his grace and protection at all time. Thank you once again for all the Raksha Bandhan greetings. And with Swami's pure love and pure and divine love, we wish you the same, dear listeners. With that, until next Thursday, please be well, keep seeking and stay inspired. As I leave you to enjoy the golden voices of many more brothers of mine from Team Radio Sai, who have sung these melodious audio specials. Till we meet next Thursday, Jai Sai Ram.
Sun lo. Dil ki.
सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
भगवंत Krishna, Krishna, koi ne sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, koi ne sang jodo. Krishna kon sang jodo jo tum todo piya main nahi todo re to se preet tode Krishna kon sang jodo Krishna kon sang jodo सरोवर मैं भये पतिया तुम भये सरोवर मैं भये मछिया तुम भये गिरिवर मैं भये छारा तुम भये चंदा मैं भये चकोरा जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ो रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो हम भये धारा तुम भये सोना हम भये सुहागा भये मीरा के प्रभु जी ब्रिज के बासी सुनो हे गोपाल